This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we're holding in the final piece, actually, of the Rambam's Hakdamas HaMishnayis. Ches. V'kasha hishlim Rav Ashi chibur Talmud k'mayshehu. And when Rav Ashi finished making the Talmud as we have it, Hoyotuv sidura v'gol ta'alto le'edolov di ruach Elohim kadishin bei. So it's fascinating. He says the Talmud itself proves how chashev Rav Ashi is. In other words, I don't have to tell you stories about how chashev Rav Ashi is. It's just the stupendous nature of the Talmud and the way it's put laid out is made on the Chashivas Rav Ashi. What's fascinating is that we find the Gemara to be kind of loosely laid out. It's a compilation of dialogues. He talks about it, its very structure and Seder being made on how good the person who made it was. Just find it interesting. We find 35 mesechtes. There's no Gemara on Zroim. El al brachas, but vice of a brachas. Lo nimtz lo dibra mesechtes shkola miseder moed. Velo al mesechtes idyas, velo mesechtes avos miseder nezikin. Velo mesechtes midas mesechtes kini miseder kotshim. Velo nimtz gam kein dibur al dava miseder tyrus al mesechtes nidas levad. So what we have is all the, this is exactly order we have. Achakach nifter vashi v'kvai hishlem ha-talmud v'zacharna be-bavl. Rav Ashi died after he finished the Talmud in Bavel. The sentence here kind of seems to be strange. Well, everybody dies at some point. So what is he saying? So I think what he means to say is that there was, his not finishing on Mesechtis is not due to his dying in the middle, but rather he just didn't have enough memories, or for whatever reason saw fit not to make on these mesechtes. I think that's what he's trying to say, or else I don't have any explanation for what this sentence is. Yes, of course, everybody dies at some point. Same thing, he was in Bavel, Chachma Eretz Yisrael did the same in Eretz Yisrael. V'chibru ha-Talmud ha-Yerushalmi v'shechibru Reb Yechanan. We have five full storm of the Yerushalmi, meaning Zroim. We have Yerushalmi in the Taya Zroim, which we do have. But I will say the Tyrus lenimtzal Talmud klal lo bebav lo Yerushalmi zolosim zechtesnidik mozachano. So there is something stunning about this Rambam. The Rambam says we have five full storm of Yerushalmi. That means kachim. Obviously, since he says that Tais don't have it, that means Kachim. We don't have a Yerushalmi and Kachim. We never found a manuscript like that. There was a person at the turn of the last century who claimed that he found the Yerushalmi on Kachim and he had it published. The man was a very bright man. He was denounced as a forger, even though many Gedolim had actually given him an askama, or a somewhat askama, but at some point it unraveled, and there are all sorts of fascinating stories, a very, very fascinating parasha, but Al Kaponim, the Rambam, says very clearly that he had five stars. You can explain Taris. You work very, very hard. You use Tosefta and Brises. So if you go through all the Shas and all the Brises and all the Tosefta, you can come up with something. If you'll see he himself in his Pirush on these Mishnayos, by referencing other Gemaras, was able to come up with Pshat. when all the Chachamim died, Vehem Ashachanim Ravina Ravashi, and the last one of them being Ravina Ravashi, Va Talmud Kvar Hushlam, and the Talmud was already completed, Hare Kol Misha Omad Achrav, anybody came afterwards, Omnam Hoise Tachlis Lehovin Devrayam Shchivavad. Their tachlis was only to understand what was said. But you can't add or take away from the Talmud. Now, this is something that's accepted by everyone. Very unclear why. What is the reason that nobody could argue on the Talmud? So there were many reasons given. There was actually a sharp exchange between Rabbi Chanan and the Chazon Ish. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes that it had a din of dechsimas bezdin hagadol. It had a din of a hachras bezdin hagadol. Since the Talmud Bavli was kol chachmi Yisrael, so this was an act of basically. It had a halachic status of a Bez Nagadol. The Rabbi himself says that Kol Chachmei Yisrael together are like the Bez Nagadol. So that's Rabbi Chanan's pshat, and it's a. It seems to be the vast majority of people seem to go with that. Chazon Ish writes strong against it, and Chazon Ish writes that it is a Kabbalah that we were Mekabla on ourselves not to argue, which sort of begs the question, so what halakhic status does it have? Now he says, V'chibra ga'onim ha'pirushim harbe. The ga'onim made many pirushim. Avalei also be'at echad l'ashim pirush kol ha'talm v'yidi yaseinu. None of the ga'onim made a pirush on all of Talmud, as far as I know. Mehem yishef siko koitzi yimei chayav. Some of them didn't live long enough. Some of them had fights with many people. I guess he's referring to somebody. I mean, I know Rabbi Sadia Gaon had fights, but I don't know. They also made piskei halachos. Mehem b'losh arvi, losh arvi, some Arabic, some Hebrew. Gan halachos gedolos, halachos ketuos, halachos psuos, hilchos v'vachem mishapcho v'zlosam. V'halachos ash'osar v'agolor v'yitzak zatzal. And the riff, who made a compilation of Allah, is derived from the Gemara. He speak of him come elu kulam lefi shein kolos kol to elos hapsok of adin ishtachm zayin hazeh. It's a loyim el zman agolos. All of these halachas are made, the rifs halachas are a satisfactory extraction of Allah from the Gemara, because it includes all the halachos on the Gev Zman Hazeh. Ukvar bia ben kol ha-toyos ha-shenoflu l'misha l'fanu b'psakov. And he explained all the mistakes that anyone made in his psakim. Ve'ein tfiso lo behen elo b'halachos mu'otos lo yagiu le'ese b'shem panim. There's no place to argue with him in except for a tiny fraction of halachos, maybe 10 halachas the entire shas. So that means one thing, when a person is learning the Rambam and he wants to see what Paskin's like, the riff is the first address, just simply by the way he says so. Omnam ha-pirushim amnim tzorim l'chola ga'onim, the pirushim that we have to of other ga'onim, yesh yisran l'zel zel v'yisran sichlehem. There are certain advantages of one over the other based on their relative merits. If you're learning, you can tell the chshivas of each one based on his pirushim. And when the time came for us to write, nishanu al mashematzonim achkir rishat zemisha kodam, I try to take from those that were before me, and the trying hard on my own as much as I can, you know, whatever ability Hashem gave me. I gathered the things that came to me from my father. His father had been a Rebbe of his, and he writes in letters about his having learned by his father together with somebody else. So his father was a Rebbe. And then he singles out somebody. V'zulosi mipira beinu Yosef Alevi Zal. And also he says, the Rimigash. Ki seichel zeho ish betalmud mafli. The understanding of the Rimagash in Gemara is astounding. The more famous translation was Mavis, which means blows you away, frightens you. Hashem Yodea, like Akadosh Baruch Hu knows this. L'mishes b'inim b'dvarim akadosh b'iyun. If you look into what he says, anything he says is really incredible. That there wasn't anybody before him that was in any way like him. The Rimei Gash is an extraordinarily lamdasha sefer. There's a place where the Rambam writes about the Nekuda Neflah, is a specific halacha, specific inyan in Enes Chaliser. A very, very, the Rimei Gash, the Rambam singles out as being an incredible Lamdin, and today his peers accepted as being extraordinary. He didn't write on many Mesechtis, he didn't write comprehensively. It's not, we don't have all that much, but whatever we have is really, really very, very deep. V'kibatzi gam ke halocha shematzasi lo b'feirush be'atzmoy. I took the halachas that I found in the pirush that he wrote. For mashenirli ani gamke mi pirushim chutzos cholteinu asigur me'achachma. And whatever I could derive from pirushim and whatever I could figure out. V'chibarti pirushim b'shloishes hastorim, and I made pirushim on five storim. Moed noshim v'zikin. Now, does that mean he made it in two separate times? This is obviously a pirush of Mishnayis, and he says on three storim, Moed Nashe Zikit. We have it Zroyim through Taras. Levad me arba mesechtes shon eroitzant el chab ben dover. This is besides the four mesechtes that I want to write a pirush on. Vadein lemutzon apnai lezeh, but I haven't found any time for it. So the Rambam says I have in the docket waiting pirushim for four mesechtes, but I haven't found time for it. V'chibarnu gam kein lechulin, and I also made a pirush on chulin, which is very important. V'zehu iskeinu ashinu mishtadlim boy imadrishul chomash eshu. This is what we try to do, and this is what we try to accomplish. We don't have the Rambam's pirushim on mesechtes. We have something on Rosh Hashanah. I have no idea how reliable it is, but we do have pirush on Mishnayis on six storim and not three storim. V'achar kein ra'isa lecha b'chibur b'mishnah dafke. And then I decided I will make a chibur on Mishnah. So, based on the way he's writing it now, it appears as if what he said before, "Bechibati pirushim b'shloishes hastorim," it seems to be talking about Gemara. So I don't have clear what he means, but which what do you mean pirushim b'shloishes hastorim? So which mesechtes? Good. But then he says, "V'achkaru yisil chaver chibur shadafke boif mesuyim avreiv soif tora elo." So I decided to make a chibur Mishnah, and I'll explain exactly what I'm trying to do. Vashevayani lezeh. Why? Why did I decide to make a pirush Mishnah? It's kind of strange. It's not halacha. It's not gemara. It's sort of sandwiched in. So why make a pirush on the Mishnah? Lefi shereisi al Talmud oisa b'mishnah maisa. I saw the way the Talmud treats the Mishnah. You can't ever, learning Mishnayos, figure out what's the right pshat by using your mind. Because the Gemara lays down some very fundamental points. That this Mishnah, the Reish is Dafka, Sefer is Lav Dafka, or something like that. or the Mishas Chasur Mech Srivachi Katani, or Yishazua Mishay Leploini, Vedait Kavkach, or that the whole Mishnah is only Das Yoch, and it's only going like if so and so holds the following. For Oid Shu Moisib Lashayim Chasim and Agalat Hamer, it sort of it says that the certain words, you know, the Gemara will tell you, no, Smimikan, leave this out, or add this, and it tells you all sorts of timing. In other words, the Mishnah, the way it is not something you could ever figure out on your own. It's all totally in, the Gemara makes all sorts of changes in the Mishnah that would be impossible for a person reading it to make on his own. So basically what he's saying is, the place in Torah that needs the most Pirush is the Mishnah. Everything else has already people that can figure out things themselves, so they'll figure it out. And in the Gemara itself, the Gemara explains itself much more at length, and you can figure out by learning it well. The Mishnah is really a closed book unless you know these things. So he says, V'ra'isi, shem yasig zeh chibur ha-matorash nevar b'chol ha-mishnah yibar ha-tals gedolah. So he says, so I looked at it and I felt that if I accomplish what I set out to accomplish in explaining the Mishnah, four very good things will happen. Ha'achas, shana nodia perish ha-mishnah al ha-emes u'biyad v'reha. I will tell you real pshat in the Mishnah. If you ask the great genius to tell you pshat in the Mishnah or to bring out a halacha, lo yuchal lechayim lecha bedava alam yischa talmudzeis halacha. He can only do it if he remembers the sugya. He can't know it from the Mishnah. Or yoyim lecha, or maximum will tell you hamten, wait a few minutes. Let me look up the sugya in the Gemara. It's not possible for us to remember all of the Gemara. Sometimes it takes 4 or 5 blot in the Gemara to be in Farsha Mishnah. You get, you know, the Gemara has a sugya, and then there's a kashan on the kashan, a side point. The only one who'll be able to figure it out is somebody who really knows an awful lot. That's dealing with regular stuff. And what about the stuff that is spread over 2 or 3 mesechtes? That's really impossible for someone to explain it. So basically Rambam says, I see that Mishnayos is an almost impossible area, and it's an extremely important chelek of Torah, so I'm going to put a beer around it. Vashnia. So the first thing is the need to simply give people a tool to be able to learn Mishnayos. There's a Gemara that says that people learn Mishnah of Mevale Olam, very destructive people. And the reason is because if you learn just Mishnayos, you invariably get it wrong, because the halacha is never built on the Mishnah, and the person is getting it wrong. So the Mefarshim say, but now that we have Lamashal Bar Tanura, so that takes that is good, because if you learn just Mishnayos, and you read them the way they're written, you are getting the halacha wrong. The Gemara goes at great lengths to explain all the hidden nuances of it. So b'meila, it's something which he makes it learnable. Vashniya, the second thing that I wish to accomplish is hapsakim, the various psakim. Next to every halacha, I tell you who's halacha like. So it also means that I bring the halacha into the world of the Mishnah. Vashlishis, the third toelus, sheyia kemavui lemaschul le'ion, maschul le'ion, yusak lo mizaderet dituk advarim pirusham, v'yia kemisha hikiv kol ha'talmud v'sirzim oid v'chol ha'talmud. You're going to get a feel a little bit on how it is that the Gemara derives from the Mishnah, and what are the type of things the Gemara looks at. So it's sort of, I'm writing it in a way that will be helpful when learning the Gemara. Varavias shia maskil mishik for lomad v'yoda. It's a good chazara for the person who learned the notes. V'ya koma shalomad oimid b'ein of tamid, and anything that he learned is he sees in front of him. V'ya mishnase v'talmudai mesuda al piv, and his everything that he learned, the Mishnah with the Gemara tit, by learning my Mishnayos with the Pirush Rambam, he'll have that. So he has four important goals that he's trying to accomplish with this Pirush on Mishnayos. V'kashen tziyarati b'nafshei el nyonim. When I sort of made for myself the goals, nechlatzi lechiva sheret sehu, I pushed myself for the to create the safe I wanted. Matar seinu b'zechiva pirush haMishnah lefima shepirush haTalmud. I'm going to make a sefer that will explain the Mishnah as the Gemara has explained. And I will use the pirushim that are correct. I will single out or use. I will put an emphasis on explaining what's right. I will leave out that which the Gemara said is not true. And I will try to explain what's the reason behind everything that's written, the halacha, the way we have it. And the reason for machlokas in different places. Ukedas mi osim, and whose opinion they follow, if you mashem vara talmud. Vavakesh bekol ze kitza loshen, but oivim shali is super kalaloimed. I'm going to write briefly, so that the person has just the right amount of words to give him what he needs. I'm not going to elaborate. Ki ein chibureinu levoinen havonim. The kavana of this pirush is not so that rocks can understand. In other words, I'm not here to teach the person that has learning difficulties. El levoinen mishayovin. I'm coming to teach the person who understands. Ve'isi shiaseda chiburi kashiasukol mefarshim. And I made my chibur the way all mefarshim behu. She'echta divrei mishnah tzeif halacha. I will first write out the Mishnah. Achar kadabo pirshay sof mishayadnu. I will then explain the halacha as I understand it. Va'achin asva halacha shniyin. And I'll do the next halacha. V'chein atzeif haMishnah. Kol halacha shim ve'eres nechtever v'lo inovi b'divrei. So what he does is and that's the style that he does. He will bring in a quote from the Mishnah, explain it, and then quote the next piece that he's bringing in, and so on. That's going to be the derech that he's going to do it, and that's the way we have it. Vedar. Now he says, in his area of paskening, the Rambam says, I will give you the following klalim. So Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the norm is we pass like Beis Hillel, except for a handful of halachos we pass like Beis Shammai. And only as regards those halachas will I tell you. So I'm not going to tell you by every machlokes shamayis hillel, the machlokes the halachas like beis hillel. We'll assume that to be the norm, and if someone wants to like beis shamay, that's different. You know, that's where I'll explain that the halacha in this case is going to beis shamay. V'chein kol mishna stam she'im machlokes bo oisek yivareh levad miyotzen eklal. A Mishnah that has no argument, that is the halacha, except for a handful of places. And in those places that the Gemara rules the Mishnah out and says that we don't pass like the Mishnah, then I'll tell it to you. In other words, take it as a norm that if we have a Mishnah, a Stam Mishnah, the halacha is like it. When there'll be exceptions, I'll let you know. All other machlokas, you're not going to have to think about who the loch is like. I'll tell you who the loch is like. And even if in a case of Yochid Rabbim, I will tell you that loch is like the Rabbim, because Lamai Sigmar says there are places where we pass them like other people, loved after like the rabbin. So I over there I'll tell it to you. I am halacha chomer. Vashem yanchel emes ratenu mehefcha bezosi yisale. So this is the end of the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayos. I guess next week we can start maybe the I would do Shmona Prakim, which is his Akdama to Perke Avos. We could do Chelek, but that's you give Ikri, I'm doing it, so I don't know if we want to do it now. But the Akdama of Shemayna Prakim, which is Akdama to Perke Avos, is definitely something worth learning, and we'll make sure next time we'll start with that. Any questions? Okay. Yeah.